Mobile.
And Greg, KO4HK.
HKX, KR4EEE, how you doing, Patrick?
Hope you are.
I am. Just got some stuff done over at the fire station and I'm driving through DuPont. Surprised I picked anybody up. Just generally the signal in the middle of the woods here is awful, so I'm happy about that. Glad it's you.
So you're full gliding into the repeater at the moment.
Can't do that where I am at the moment, so yeah, that's good to know. Thank you. How's your day going?
I've been in here in the shack working all day, fighting with my 3D printer and a couple other things.
Do the GSA QSOV today? I was thinking about trying to do that either tonight or tomorrow.
To be honest with you, I've been so busy trying to do this, I hadn't thought about much of anything else.
Hey, you're talking to a guy that figured out wind length finally. So GSA is actually working thanks to you. I appreciate that, by the way.
I can help. Glad to get you on the air there.
When I checked in, I was actually calling in from the ice cream shot right above the ridge there. It's kind of funny. I was in a little bit of a bowl, and you couldn't pick me up, so I walked literally 15 feet to the street, State and Road there, and hit you. So that was, now I know.
RF, the funny thing, and right through there, is you're walking a real fine line, especially on a HT. I have to jump around in the yard and look like a statue trying to talk on the HT out here at my place, so be glad you can do it at all.
During Helene, the aftermath, the very entrance to that ice cream shop was the only place in the county, I think both counties actually, Henderson and Transylvania, where you could pick up a cell phone signal. So there were cars lined up 20 deep along that road there for a couple of weeks. Fascinating to watch. You moved 15 feet either way from that entrance and you could pick up a signal. So, interesting spot.
Our neighbor told us about that, that's the only place you could get cell service when that happened. And then I guess it was good business for them, or at least I hope it was. People wasn't just coming up there and not helping them out, but using their facilities. I hate when people do that.
It was, honestly, they gave away, it was end of season for them, so they just kept giving away food to people until they were out, didn't charge anybody a dime, and kind of used it as a social gathering spot for those folks that were stuck on this side of Cedar Mountain.
Up there one night and had ice cream and something else, you know, whatever it was, I don't remember what it was, but, you know, I left a tip for them because what they were doing was very grateful.
They've added fire pits this year, so I think I'm taking the boys up there for dinner tonight. Not that it's nutritious, but they're teenage boys. They'll eat anything.
That and I don't go up there that way at all during tourist season. So I'm sorry. I'll go in off season with them, but I ain't going up there during tourist season.
Sound like a Life cereal commercial. Sorry, this is KQ4LOO. Mike, you'll eat anything. Hey, Patrick.
Ciao. Hope you're doing well.
My landlord issues, but other than that, I'm good. I'm going to step back out and let y'all continue the conversation. I just had to make the joke. Sorry. KQ4LOO, standing by.
Now, appreciate the joke. Always, the humor's always welcome. Most of the time, I don't get it, so never take it personally. KO4HKX, I'm pulling into my destination. Continue on with your fun in the shack. Great to chat with you, and thanks for coming back. I put a new antenna on top of the truck tonight or today, and glad it worked out okay. Thanks.
I'm going to jump off so I can get back to what I was doing here, so I can try to get this done. But good to hear you out there. Be careful and enjoy your time this afternoon with the boys. KO4HKX, clear.